Richard Asquith is a journalist with a story to tell. He's pretty sure you've never heard it before. It's about Czech athlete Lata Brandisová.
Her story's been erased from history, and I think her story deserves to be restored to public knowledge.
Here's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.
Countess Marie Immaculata Brandisová was born in 1895 to an aristocratic family in what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Richard Asquith says the countess, known to family and friends as Lada, discovered her calling at a young age.
Her father kept horses and trained horses, and he realized when she was 6 or 7 that she just had this gift. She could communicate with horses. They loved her. She loved them. She was brave. She was tough. She was athletic.
In other words, Lada had all the qualities to be a competitive steeplechase rider in a place and time when steeplechase was the most closely watched sport. The only problem was that steeplechase races were sanctioned by the Prague Jockey Club, which didn't allow women to compete. But the empire collapsed at the end of World War I. Lada, now in her early 20s, became a citizen of the newly formed Czechoslovakia,
which is this sort of beacon of Western democratic values in the heart of Central Europe.
The Czech constitution guaranteed certain rights for women, but instead of waiting for horse racing to welcome women, Lada jumped on her bike and made regular 12-mile trips from her home near Prague to Velká Hukla Racecourse. There, she talked with trainers in the hope she'd get a chance to work with them.
And there was one particularly good trainer who realized that she did have this amazing way with horses and let her have a go.
Lada began exercising horses. Soon she was competing in harness races, but she wanted more than anything to compete in steeplechase, and especially in the Grand Pardubice, Czechoslovakia's most prestigious sporting event.
Which is this extraordinarily dangerous, arduous, demanding steeplechase set up by the aristocracy in the 1870s as a test for cavalry soldiers.
Soldiers from Czechoslovakia, France, Austria, and Germany would compete.
It's a big, long course. It's 4 and a bit miles. It winds in all sorts of zigzags. You know, if you're tough enough to ride this race, you're tough enough to go to war. But, of course, it was absolutely out of the question then, in this very traditional, very old-fashioned society, for a woman to do anything like that.
But in the spring of 1927, the Prague Jockey Club had a new president, a man who knew about Lada's abilities. He helped her acquire a jockey's license and urged her to enter that year's Grand Pardubice.
It caused an absolute scandal because all the people she was riding against were cavalry officers.
Richard Asquith says Lada believed all 12 male riders protested her entry behind closed doors.
And when she was given the go-ahead, they were still protesting on the day of the race itself, but they couldn't stop her and she did it.
8 of the military riders failed to finish the 1927 Grand Pardubice. Lada came in 5th out of the 5 finishers. Some newspaper accounts called the race a circus, but Lada proved that she belonged. In 1933, Lada rode a golden mare named Norma in the Grand Pardubice. They came in 4th. The next year, they came in 3rd. The year after that, they were 2nd. But the stakes were changing. Tensions between Germany and Czechoslovakia, already high, were building. Czechs feared a German invasion to take the Sudetenland, home of many ethnic Germans. Meanwhile, Nazi SS riders had won 7 of the previous 9 Grand Pardubice races.
They were the first German units to actually carry out orders to massacre women and children. I mean, this SS cavalry was a very nasty organization. And the Nazis gloried in their sporting successes. And they saw that as proof that they were a better nation and ultimately that they should take over Czechoslovakia.
For the 1937 race, Germany entered 6 officers, including 3 previous Grand Pardubice winners, among them Oskar Langnick.
And they came to Pardubice to demonstrate their superiority over these people who they literally called the subhuman Slavs. So the Czechoslovaks, conversely, if they could win their race, that was a way of proving that they were a proper nation and weren't to be crushed and that their democracy was worth something as well. The official race day programme talked about the Battle of Pardubice. I mean, it was really, the whole thing was seen almost as a military confrontation.
7 Czech riders entered the race, including Lada Brandisova. By now, nobody was worried about her gender. What the Czechs needed was a national hero. On October 17, 1937, a crowd of more than 40,000 packed the Pardubice racing grounds.
The starter shouts go, the string is pulled away, and off they go.
13 riders broke from the starting gate. All of them cleared the first 3 relatively straightforward obstacles. But then came the treacherous Taxis ditch. Taxis requires a blind jump over a 5-foot hedge and over, hopefully not into, a 6-foot ditch. To date, more than 30 horses have died there.
Oscar Lengnick, winner of the previous 2 years, falls really badly, breaks his collarbone. Lengnick remounts because, you know, you had to remount to show you're a real man, even though he must have been in very, very severe pain.
Lada and Norma cleared Taxis, narrowly avoiding 2 other fallen riders. Lada's strategy was to take her time, keep out of trouble, and wait for an opening late in the race.
She knows that Norma, her little mare, is a very good jumper, almost infallible jumper. They all go over reasonably well for 10 or 11 jumps, and then they go off behind the stands across a big area of ploughed fields. This is actually a very testing bit because it can be very heavy mud.
The mud was sometimes so deep and heavy that even the best horses would get worn out in it, making the remaining jumps especially risky. But Lada had a plan.
She went out slightly wider than the others, where the going wasn't quite so heavy, lost a bit of ground. They come up to this thing called the Snake Ditch, which is one of several very treacherous water jumps. 5 horses fell there.
But not Norma. By now, Oscar Lengnick, the SS officer with the broken collarbone, was back in the race, vying for the lead with Lada and German rider Willibald Schlagbaum.
They go off to this bit where they go behind the woods.
There, the riders were temporarily out of sight of spectators and race officials.
All sorts of dirty tricks went on. And according to the latter, Schlagbaum was spending a lot of time trying to sort of cut her out and push her against the wall. But she just stayed calm.
When they emerged from the woods, spectators in the stand saw Schlagbaum in the lead, with Lada close behind. Lengnick, a distant third, still had a shot. With only 1 obstacle to go, it looked as if the race would once again go to Germany.
But you know, Norma and Lada had such a great relationship, and Norma loved Lada so much, and Lada loved Norma so much. They just worked so well together.
Lada had gone easy on Norma early in the race. But now she demanded a full sprint. As they approached the final jump,
the neck and neck, Lada just finds a gap in time, jumps on the inside.
When Lada and Schlagbaum cleared that last obstacle, Norma had taken the lead. Schlagbaum's horse began to tire, but Norma had plenty in reserve.
She eventually won by 7 lengths.
Thousands of joyous Czechs stormed the track. Lengnick offered words of congratulation to Lada at the finish line. He collapsed and was rushed to a Czech hospital. Afterward, Lada told the press,
I just had this wonderful feeling that there was no one there who didn't like me. The odds were stacked against her, and she did it through a combination of talent and sheer courage. So she was an icon for her gender, and she was an icon for her nation. And though it would have been seen as a humiliation for these Superman Teutonic Knight riders who are meant to be invincible warriors, and they've been defeated by a subhuman Slav, but they've been defeated by a woman. I mean, yeah, that was a real slap in the face. It was reported in the week following the race that anti-Czech rhetoric used in the Reichstag was the most violent used since 1918.
Less than a year after Lada's big win, the Nazis annexed Czechoslovakia's Sudetenland. Early in 1939, Germany invaded the whole of Czechoslovakia. Soon, the world was at war.
And that's the immediate reason why Lada Brandisová's story was totally forgotten. And when the Nazis occupied the whole of Czechoslovakia, they then took various aristocratic estates into administration. And one of the very first estates that they confiscated was Lada Brandisová's. She was not a popular figure with the Nazis, let's put it that way.
In the years that followed, Lada risked her life to support the Czech resistance. She provided food for resistance fighters and tended to the wounded during the liberation of Prague. As for Lada's beloved jumper,
Norma avoided being conscripted, but no one in Czech racing knows ultimately what happened to her. There's no record of her death.
Lotta raced a bit after the war. In 1947, she rode in but failed to finish her final Grand Pardubice. After the Soviet invasion of 1948, Lotta and her sisters moved to a little hut in the woods where they lived in relative poverty for more than 30 years. Lotta Brandisova died in 1981. Her story almost died with her. She's still the only woman ever to win the Grand Pardubice. If you ever find yourself at the Pardubice race course, about 75 miles to the east of Prague, look for the stone on which the names of all Grand Pardubice winners are engraved. In the column for 1937, just to the right of the word Norma, it says L. Brandisova. Many who read that don't realize they're looking at the name of a woman.
Lotta Brandisova just seems to have got a particularly raw deal. She was one of that tiny minority of sporting heroes who did what people said was impossible. And it seems ridiculous that one of the highest achieving female athletes of the 20th century should be forgotten.
That story came from Only a Game's Gary Wallach. Richard Asquith is the author of Unbreakable, the woman who defied the Nazis in the world's most dangerous horse race.